Vingen and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. It is 4 o'clock on a Monday, so let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, how are you today?
Very well. Hope you guys are doing well also.
We are as well. Thank you. So you said after your team's 34-31 loss Saturday at Texas that you felt your group perhaps wasn't ready emotionally at the start. As a coach, is that something you can sense as you're preparing for a game? And what lessons can you take from the loss to Texas to prevent that from happening again?
I think what I felt was just that we were a little flat. So I didn't sense it in the week, but I sensed it on Saturday. And you know, look, I mean, you're playing against a really good opponent. So if you come out flat, you're going to pay for it. And we paid for it early. And it felt like we were just chasing the game down from there. We finally caught up to it in the fourth quarter, and by that time it was too late. So it's a great lesson for us. It's a hard lesson because it was a painful loss, but one for sure that we can build upon and take forward. And you know, we've got three games remaining and everything at stake, and it's going to be important that we show up and have the right mindset and attitude ready to play each game. I was obviously proud of the way we fought back, and once we established some rhythm and speed, I felt like we played well. I just, you know, we dug ourselves a hole we couldn't get out of.
Speaking of that fourth quarter performance, Clark, how much emphasis, when you're talking to your team this week, how much emphasis do you place on that resilience? And is there a balance you must strike between praising that resilience in the final quarter and emphasizing what led to the big deficit to begin with?
There is, you know, and I think what we want to do is try to pull that momentum forward with us. So, you know, the way we finish that game, let's carry it into the week of prep, and let's make sure it's there for us when we start the game on Saturday against Auburn. But that's who we are. That's the attitude of our team. That's the mindset of our team. What we need to learn is it takes four quarters of that to win games in this conference. I think there's a point at which belief can become a little bit of arrogance, and I want to make sure that we toe that line where, you know, the inevitability of us pulling through and winning games, like, we want to have that level of confidence, but our flames have to be lit. We have to play a certain way, a very specific way, to find the results we want. And, you know, Saturday we didn't do that. It's great learning again, but I know that we're a tough and resilient team. So we can be down 17-0 and be playing the right way and get rewarded for it. I just felt like we weren't playing the way we needed to play, and we paid a price for that.
We're talking about Vanderbilt's head football coach, Clark Lee. Now, Coach, it's another week where your team has shown up on the bad end of penalties. How do you, without taking away the aggressiveness of your players, and we understand there are different types of penalties that you can take, but most coaches hate pre- and post-snap penalties. And it seems like your guys are having these pre-snap penalties. How do you fix that inside of a season as a head coach?
Well, you keep harping on it. We say discipline, respect, and spirit is how we want to play. That's how we want to be defined. And, you know, pre-snap and post-whistle penalties are a fracture of discipline and a fracture of respect. So they don't have a place in our formula to win. I even think some of the ones that are happening during the snap, I mean, you know, like, we got to play the game the right way. You got to move your feet. You got to cover people up. If you're reaching, grabbing, and torquing rushers, you're going to get called for holding. Holding penalties just absolutely undercut drives. And so we play in a more detailed game, play a more disciplined game. There's plenty to coach there. And obviously, I think as you get late in the season, you start to see that, you know, some of that fundamental technical aspect of your game dulls a little bit. We got to keep that sharp. We'll pay attention to that in practice this week. And we play against a really good defense on Saturday. So, you know, we're going to need to be at our level best in terms of our emotion, but also fundamentally technically, so that we can play a clean game and put pressure on Auburn.
Now, Coach, I don't want to make it seem like every question I ask today is a negative one, but because of the loss, and it was evident that some of the things that happened in the game are fixable and correctable. Tackling, a lot of Manning's yardage came because of the yards after the catch, and a lot of it was just missed tackles because you don't have the time that you need with these guys. Again, this is another one of these things that you and your coaching staff have to try to figure out. How do we make sure that this doesn't continue as a team?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of tackling happens before you actually get to the point of attack, meaning what is the space you're covering before the ball's thrown? And you can cover space before the ball's thrown when your eyes are in the right place, when you're aligned correctly, and when you're playing with detail. I felt like a little bit of what I'm talking about when I say we weren't emotionally ready was this lack of detail where, you know, we were chasing the play down. We were chasing the ball down. And against a team like Texas, when you put yourself in those positions, you know, they're good enough to make you pay for it, and they did. And it wasn't until the kind of third, fourth quarter where I felt like we finally started playing at a tempo that showed a respect for them. And, you know, that's why we were getting beat the way we were getting beat. So I look at it and say, look, I trust our guys to tackle. I think we have to play with more detail as we line up and make sure our alignment leverage is right, make sure our eyes are in the right place, and we got to cover the space before the ball's caught. When we do that, we've been pretty effective. On Saturday, what happened is we didn't cover that space, and we allowed the ball to get out on the sideline. And it doesn't matter how hard you're playing. When the ball's on your sideline, you're going to put yourself in some tough positions because it's running away from your pursuit. We got to get it funneled back inside. We got to play the right way inside out. We got to make sure we're physical on the perimeter. But most importantly, we're aligned correctly, our eyes in the right place. We're taking that space early in the snap.
Clark Lee is with us. And Clark, with that onside kick was so interesting. You had three of your scrappiest guys who I would put money on coming up with that ball, and it was so close. And as you play it back, you know, it looked like Nick Rinaldi almost knocked it out of the hands of Caleb Patterson there. But did you allow yourself, like, you guys were fighting from way behind, and all of a sudden, if you get that, you've got a chance. Like, what was going through your mind as you saw that unfold there?
Well, I mean, we knew, obviously, we were down three scores, 24 points in the fourth quarter. We knew what we had to do to chip away to come back. They gave up an explosive touchdown to us, which really really put us in pretty good position, we thought, to finish it out. And so we weren't surprised to be in that situation. Anytime you're talking about an onside kick, you need some things to go your way. It happened to start raining right about when we were going to kick that ball off. And, it was a good kick, and, you know, they had trouble fielding it, which gave us a chance to get it. Look, our guys were being aggressive to the ball, and I think you're right. I think, you know, two guys going after it, one knocked it out of the way of the other. It was painful, Willie. Like that was hard to watch because I felt like had we recovered that, you know, I felt like with our momentum, we were going to be in position maybe to go down and score a touchdown. But at the end of the day, we didn't play well enough to win the game. I think that the way we played early was undeserving of a good result. And so you have to recognize that I think we have to address the things that we need to address to make sure we're better positioned and we don't leave it to chance and make it come down to an onside kick. This was the same game we played a year ago against those guys where you felt like if there was one more quarter, you were going to win the game. This one was even a little tighter, and yet it was about our early play that kept us from the result we wanted.
Did you like that because on the telecast, oftentimes you guys get labeled as, because you guys are a deliberate offensive team, that, hey, they're not equipped to make comebacks, et cetera. But that kind of showed everybody that you guys have the capability to open it up, pick up the tempo. Does that give you a little more confidence? Hopefully you're not in that situation too often, but the versatility of your offense came out, I thought.
I agree, and obviously Diego is such a dynamic player, and I mean Eli Stowers had a career day. I mean, there was a lot to like about that. You know, I think I also feel like, and I told this to the team yesterday. I mean, you know, our team psychology, just the way we're attacking it, the mindset, the way we never quit on the game. I mean, there that will serve us well. What you want to do is see that counterpunching happen at 17-0, and that we claw our way back in the game early. We just were never able to get momentum until the fourth quarter. And I think part of that is I think Texas let their guard down, and that's where we landed some combinations, you know. But, look, no matter what, it's a four-quarter game. We didn't like the way we played early. We finished the right way. Maybe they had their guard down at the end. You know, I was proud of the way the guys kept throwing the punches and were able to land some. If we can clean up some of the detail early, if we can make sure that our flames are lit and we're playing at the tempo we need to play at to start the game, you know, I think you're going to look at a contest there that's tight, and the game's going to fall to the team that can play the cleanest. On Saturday, we weren't able to get to that point, and it was unfortunate. But like you say, I felt the offense did a great job of giving us a chance there at the end. And credit goes to Tim Beck, credit goes to Diego, and obviously Eli having a huge performance as well.
How much do your coaches adjust in preparation when you're preparing for a team that's made a change at the top? Do you anticipate that much will change? How do you try to account for the X factor of that change?
Well, it's hard. I mean, you know, you're going to expect this Auburn team to play a little looser, a little freer. You got to imagine kind of the external noise of the last 2 weeks has probably been pretty burdensome to them. And this is a really talented group now. I mean, this is a really skilled offense and perhaps the best defense we played against. So, you know, we have to rely on a couple things. One is that, you know, we're a team that is – we're a team of kind of blood and guts guys. We're fiber guys, and this is a connected group that care a lot about each other. We need to carry that brotherhood to the field with us. We have a lot at stake, too, and not that we want to hold it too tight, but we want to recognize that having something at stake gives us the license to play really, really hard over the course of four quarters. The game's going to come down to battling inch by inch, and that's the nature of playing against Auburn. We're tough enough to do that. Obviously, again, we expect their best performance in return, and I expect you know, a freer Auburn team to be able to make a few more plays. We just have to have our cleats in the ground and weather the emotions of it and hopefully settle into a game that looks like Vanderbilt football for four quarters.
Clark, piggybacking off of Willie's question there, I'm just curious from your standpoint, How surprised are you by the sheer number of changes that have been made mid-season in the SEC? I know that SEC football, it just means more, and that all of these teams have high expectations, but to see four of your colleagues lose their jobs in one season, how surprised are you by that number?
Well, I don't like it. I think it I just think it's hard. I think this is an emotional endeavor, you know, it's a human endeavor. There's a lot of connection in all these programs, and you want to see everyone have a chance to make it through a season with their team. And we all understand that, you know, there's scrutiny, and you know, these are pressure cookers, these jobs. But you know, I it's just the timing of everything is hard. You know, teams trying to get positioned to get the coach they want, trying to get positioned in recruiting. Obviously, with transfer portal in January, that's going to be a huge moment for all these teams too. So I understand why, you know, everything is getting sped up. I also think there's a domino effect in that also, where one team making a decision leads to another one. But I would love to see all the coaches get a chance to make it through the season. It's unfortunate they don't get a chance to do that, but that's also life. And we when we sign up for these jobs, we understand what we're signing up for. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, we just got to keep a focus on what we're doing. But certainly I feel for my peers, and I feel for those programs too.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. He joins us every Monday during college football season. The Commodores are back on the field Saturday at home against Auburn at 3:00. Clark, thank you as always for your time, and good luck Saturday against Auburn.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
You as well. Clark Lee on the program. A quick shout-out, keeping it in the Vanderbilt family. Mm-hmm. Quick shout-out to the Vanderbilt women's basketball team. A 74-65 win in Paris. Jake Lyman just gallivanting around Paris right now. Michaela Blake's 27 points for the Commodores in Paris.
Against Cal.
Against yes. Cal.
Who plays in the?
Atlantic Coast Conference.
Nice Atlantic Coast Conference team. in Paris.
Yes, that's exactly right. 615-737-1025. We'll take your thoughts on Vanderbilt's loss to Texas and where the Commodores go from here. The first CFP rankings of the season come out tomorrow. I'm curious to see where Vanderbilt ends up in those rankings. 615-737-1025. Speaking of Commodores basketball, tonight on 94.9 The Fan, the men's team takes on Lipscomb in its season opener at Memorial Gym. Tip-off is at 7 p.m., and the pregame show starts at 6:30.